yo, this be Uncle Skeeter, and this be a Cheese Please Christmas with Snarf Dude and Davidil.
Are we on? Okay. Thank you. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Another show. We're here for, I don't know how long. How long are we here, Daffodil?
All week.
All week? Oh. Well, we're
but the coffee and the free cookies, or the cocoa and the free cookies is pretty good.
Coffee, yeah, well, I have coffee, you have cocoa. But the whole thing is we're on our break hat. We're what are we doing? I'm just standing around looking like kind of weird.
We're giving people samples of Christmas cookies in the bakery.
You look kind of funny, though.
Fine. What? I'm dressed up like a dolly.
Yeah.
But you're dressed up like a toy soldier.
Oh, no. Yeah. Did you have to reveal that? Really?
But. What? You know, it's a good thing neither one of us pulled the short straw.
Why?
Because then we'd be dressed like Zach over there, and he's dressed up like a president. He can't touch anything because his hands are sticking out the sides.
Oh, yeah, well.
And someone has to feed him cookies.
Oh, does anyone get to pull his ball, though?
No.
Okay. Anyway, we're playing more Christmas music here in the, what's the name of this place? I forget.
The feed and seed, or the chug and slug, or I don't know, some fancy weird grocery name.
Oh, well, we can't really say much anyway, since we're doing this on our break and we don't want to get in trouble.
Maybe it was Meats and Eats?
No, it wasn't. Oh, anyway, coming up shortly, we have, Santa Claus Comes by Boat. I didn't know that.
Well, if you can't fly, I guess that would be the only other option.
Augie Rios gets a little, unpolitically correct and calls him old fatso. We've got some other stuff, some real true life in the world of Christmas coming up a little later on with Bubba Claus. But we're starting off with Jake the Flake by Bobby Starr and The Christmas Elf by Professor Anonymous. Okay, right on, right here on
Cheese Please Christmas.
Oh, I got so much cookies in my mouth.
He comes off the shelf. It's that happy little creature that they call the Christmas Elf. He brings lots of happiness to all the girls and boys with his Christmas spirit and his Christmas joy.
But where does he go when the Christmas time is past? When the new year comes, the Christmas Elf won't last. Unless you get the feeling deep within yourself, then through all the year you can be the
thing about Christmas is the spirit which goes along with it. This world would be a lot better place to live if we could keep that spirit all year round and not just bring it out at Christmas time as if we didn't really mean it.
To the world this holiday season, one slice at a time. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
It's Jake, Jake the Flake, Jake the Little White Snowflake,
Jake the Little White Snowflake,
coming down
from the sky,
to make our Christmas all white,
make the Christmas white.
Waited all year in the land of ice and snow to come down on this Christmas day. Here comes Jake, Jake the Flake, Jake the Little White Snowflake,
Jake the Little White Snowflake.
If you listen real hard when it snows, you might even hear him say, no fear, he'll be back next year,
coming down from the sky,
Jake the Little White Snowflake,
coming down, Jake's coming down,
Jake the Little White Snowflake.
Jeez, please! With Bobby Starr in a song that sounds like it's Factory Seconds or Rejects from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know,
Flaky
the,
Jake.
Yeah, the TV special from the 60s I'm thinking of course. And Jake the Flake before that, Professor Anonymous and the Christmas Elf.
I wonder if that was anything like the Elf on a Shelf.
I don't know.
I know has an Elf on a Shelf.
I've seen some very interesting,
they're very creepy,
interesting pictures online about people doing interesting things
with their Elfy,
yes,
Shelfie.
Yes. Anyway, my name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil.
Oh, you quit snacking on cookies.
They're really good. I'm so glad they're letting us give them away and eat as many as we want.
We're supposed to give them away, Daffodil, here in the grocery store. And you're eating them.
I give some of them away.
Have you had any problems with people and giving samples yet? I know you're not very experienced with this. So.
Well, it wasn't so bad until the guy tried to steal the whole plate. He thought I was giving him the plate, and he tried to take the whole plate of cookies and leave.
What? Really?
Yes, I had to whap him with my little dolly purse.
Oh. And what did he think of that with that whole Raggedy Ann routine?
Well, I told him, it's one per. He didn't have one per hand, but it's not one plate per.
Didn't he give you like a weird look? I thought I saw that out of the corner of my eye.
Yes, because I took the plate back.
Was that the time we called the manager?
No. That was the little kid who wanted to take out my stuffing because he thought I was a stuffed doll.
His mother wasn't taking
good care of him.
Oh yeah,
he was not well supervised at all.
Didn't he start crying or something like that?
No, he started kicking me in the shins.
So it was you that started crying?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It made my makeup run, and I had to go to the bathroom and do it all over again.
Okay. I'm thinking about this. It's like, wow. Anyway, back to the music, and never mind the hijinks that we've been dealing with trying to make some money to buy Christmas presents. But we got Gary Felgard coming up with Santa Claus Comes by Boat. And, of course, the other one, Augie Rios and Old Fatso. Right here on
Cheese Please Christmas.
Christmas Eve, he heard a clatter overhead. He opened up his window wide, and this is what he said.
Don't care who you are, old Fatso, get those reindeer off the roof. Don't care who you are, old Fatso, for Santa Claus had brought him a big bag full of toys. Enough of Christmas presents for a dozen little boys. Some choo-choo trains and cowboys and a whole Apache tribe. The boy looked up and said,
oh no, I ain't taking no bribe. Don't care who you are, oh fatso, get those reindeer off the roof. Don't care who you are, oh fatso, get those reindeer off the roof. No, you can't fool me because there ain't no Santa Claus. There ain't no Santa Claus, and I got proof.
Well, next year Santa came around and brought a favorite toy.
Christmas cheese ball without the crackers and pepperoni. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
I went down to the sea one Christmas morning. It was the 24th day of December, as I recall. There was a festive air and standing shoulder to shoulder. It was a holiday crowd with the kids all having a ball. Now I'll admit that I was a curious fellow. What's this milling about here on the shore? Someone said to me, if you look out for the sea, it won't be long, you'll question us no more. You'll see Santa Claus with his little red nose, a jolly old elf from his head to his toes, spreading Christmas joy wherever he goes, sailing the seas with the heave and a ho. There's salt on his little red coat, 'cause Santa Claus comes by boat. I was a skeptic soul and not a true believer, but that holiday mood was good for a laugh or two. Then a kindly gentleman tapped me on the shoulder and said, here he comes now, a sailing the ocean blue. Oh, well, you could have knocked me down with a flea or a feather. You know, it almost scared the dickens out of me. For nudging up to the pier on that 24th day of the year was the strangest sight that ever sailed the sea. I saw Santa Claus with his little red nose, a jolly old elf from his head to his toes, spreading Christmas joy wherever he goes, sailing the seas with a heave and a ho. There's salt on his little red coat, 'cause Santa Claus comes by boat. Where on earth did you put your reindeer, Santa? The evil be here soon. Earth, he cried, I've got them tied to the far side of the moon. We saw Santa Claus with his little red nose, a jolly old elf from his head to his toes, spreading Christmas joy wherever he goes, sailing the seas with a heave and a ho. The salt on his little red coat, 'cause Santa Claus comes by boat. We saw Santa Claus with his little red nose, a jolly old elf from his head to his toes, spreading Christmas joy wherever he goes, sailing the seas with a heave and a ho. Ho, ho for the kids on the coast, the salt on his little red coat, 'cause Santa Claus comes by boat. Ho, 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 ho. Santa Claus comes by boat.
Please, please, with Santa Claus comes by boat because, well, Rudolph took the night off. That's all I get to say. Gary Felgard, and before that, Augie Rios with that guy that's... He's probably going to get a lump of coal this Christmas with that one.
Old I think he's going to get a big old lump of coal.
Old big fatso. Old lump. Well, my name is Toy Soldier Snarf Dude.
And I'm Ragdoll Daffodil.
And I'm certainly glad no one has any cameras that can post pictures to our Keys Please Facebook group.
There will be no pictures. Pictures are not allowed.
No.
You people don't want to see this.
No. I don't think so. But Daffodil, I found this neat little machine over here that's just right next to us, because we have all these neat little... We're right next to the bakery here, taking our break, because it's a bakery slash deli slash whatever.
It's everything store.
And I found this neat machine that makes these wafer thingies. But it has a neat sound.
It's that popper stuff.
That popper thing. So let me start it up and see what happens here. Oh, here we go. Here it comes. Yeah, watch it. Pop it. Oh, it's loading now. Okay. It's going to pop. It's going to pop. Whoa, there it is. Hey, there's one.
They're huge.
I know they're huge.
The things you put in them are really tiny, but the things that come out are humongous.
Oh, here it comes again. One more. Here we go. There. Okay, that's enough. That's all I wanted to make a couple.
It's a good thing.
And I'm going to eat one now. Mm.
While you're eating that, I'm going to say, coming up, we have Oh Christmas Tree by Bongalong.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
We're starting off with Christmas on the Office Machine.
Ooh, I want more of these. These are good. They have
by Bongalong.
They don't really have a lot of taste, but they're kind of good. It's like eating...
Puffed
wheat.
Right here.
On where? What? Oh, we're on the show, sorry.
Yes.
On?
You're supposed to say it. I said the songs.
I was kind of hard. There. Okay. Right here on. Oh.
Jeez, please, Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. Please hold while I try that extension.
Doesn't matter if you've been naughty or nice around here, just be cheesy. This is a Cheese Please Christmas.
Thank you.
And tis the season to kill a tree with
tis
old Christmas tree or old Christmas tree with Bong Along. And before that, Christmas on the Office Machines, and certainly was, wasn't it?
Bong Along. Yes, it
was. We like to find some wacky, warped, and weird Christmas every year here on the show.
Because, you know, it wouldn't be Cheese Please if it wasn't wacky, warped, and weird.
Oh, well, that goes without saying, but we didn't say Cheese Please in the obligatory thing. Wacky, warped, and weird a lot.
This is true.
Anyway, we're here in the, we never really said the name of this store, did
the
we?
The Shop and Chop?
Shop and Chop?
The Bag and Swag?
Bag and Swag?
I don't know. It's something catchy anyway.
Oh, it's that trader dude, is it?
No, it's not that.
I thought it was. Or that it starts with the letter I. It's not
maybe
one of those.
Maybe it's the Fruity Tootie or... the meaty sweetie. I don't know.
I thought it was called You Gotta Eat.
Everybody eats.
Yeah, so you gotta go to the gotta eat. Gotta eat to get food, right? That makes sense. Okay, fine. I give it up. How much money have we made yet?
Well, this is our third day.
Yes.
So
what? We're here for a whole week, so we'll...
I know, I'm multiplying.
We can buy a lot of nice Christmas gifts, right?
Well, we can pay for the repairs to the van.
Yes.
I'm sorry about backing into that pole. I think we're going to be able to actually maybe even afford to call home.
Oh, well, you can call your parents, I can call mine, and we can buy Christmas gifts, right?
Yes.
Oh.
There will be Christmas shopping.
Okay, that's good. Hey, we got to go shortly, so we're ending off the show with something we can relate to. Maxing out our credit once again, if we had credit.
We don't have credit. That's why we can't relate.
We can relate. Well, whatever.
We can relate to having no money to buy stuff, though.
Yes, and I like Christmas by Loudmouth ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Have fun and stay cheesy.
Registers ring, are you spending all the cash you'll be missing? A pitiful sight, going broke tonight, maxing out our credit once again. Gone away is a credit, bye-bye, here to stay is a debit, oh my. Bringing it on, we charge a loan, maxing out our credit once again. In our 14 we can buy again soon. They'll pretend they love what we have found. They'll say, oh, we love it, just like last year. We can slice a mater or a beer can. Later on we'll conspire as we throw a into the fire. The fruitcake they made as we're watching Sling Blade. They bought for us with credit once again. Grab that tickle me Elvis doll, throw in the basket there, it ain't full yet. I get some chocolate covered cherries for Granny. Get two of them, I'll pay for it. She's still diabetic. In the meadow we can see them building a bigger mall for Christmas time next year. We'll have lots of fun when they open, especially if they discount all the beer. Months from now, we'll still be owing, and all our savings will be blowing. We'll cuss as we pay some in our life away, maxing out our credit once again. Maxing out our credit once again. Maxing out our credit once again. Maxing out our credit once again.
As Snarf Dude and Daffodil deck the van with cheesy cheer this holiday season, I'm Uncle Skeeter reminding you that you're listening to A Cheese Please Christmas. Ho, ho, ho! Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.